Ishara Rijal, she'll talk about stuff.
Hi, good morning, everyone. Today I'll be myself. I'm Ishara Rijal, and I'll be talking about mist cooling to delay bloom and prevent frost damage. We call it old idea, new technology, because I think I'll explain that later on. It was practiced in 1970s and 80s to use water to delay the bloom. So we are just trying to renew it by using new technology. I would like to acknowledge my co-authors, James Flory and Jeffrey Anderson from Michigan State University. Today I'll be talking about why we need the research, especially in the Great Lakes region, objectives, methods, results, and conclusions. We know that most of the fruits and food production in the old has the environmental stress of water, but in the Great Lakes region, spring freezes has become the major constraint in last few decades. It's because the springtime freezes has been increasing and is following the initial phenological development of the plants. For example, we can take the year of 2012 when the warm temperature of February and March was followed by the cold temperature in April and May. During the warm temperature and of February and March brought the tree fruit crops out of their reproductive dormant stage. And the cold temperature of April and May killed the flowers. So in case of Michigan, we have about 90% of decrease in tart cherry production and 88% of decrease in apple production compared to that we have previous year. So this has great influence in the economy of the state. It's not that there is no any conventional method or the method in practice by the farmers. There are like wind machines and orchard heaters which is been practiced by the farmers, but they are expensive and are not effective for most type of freezes like radiation, frost, and freeze. I already told that it's the old idea of using the water because water has been in practice or used in 1970s and 80s. In different researchers has used the water to delay the bloom, and they were able to delay the bloom by 1 to 3 days in different part of the old for different temperate fruits like cherry, apples, apricot, peach. However, this system is not in practice because it uses a lot of water and there is chance of pathogens and disease, and also they might reduce the fruit set. Now we are claiming that, again, the water could be effective because we are planning to use or we are using the water in the form of mist in a tiny fraction so that, and it is applied just after in the dormancy so that we could reduce the vulnerability of damage. It's because mist cooling could be effective. And it's giving good results in last 2 years because of the highly precise instrument to measure the weather. And we are able to control the mist based on temperature, relative humidity, and wind based on the instrument we have. And the other thing is the development of solid-state canopy delivery system. There might be the question, like, what is solid-state canopy delivery system? Solid-state canopy delivery system is being used in high-density orchards to manage or to apply the pesticides and growth regulators. As shown in the figure on the right-hand side, we could see that we have the mainline hose passing above the canopy, and we too have the micro sprayer. It applies the pesticides in a tiny fraction, and it's very efficient with a good coverage, as shown in the picture here. So we think that theoretically the system could be effective for the mist cooling because it applies less water than that proposed by the sprinkler irrigation in previous studies. Major research objectives is to delay the reproductive development of the birds using water, and we are also trying to use the minimum amount of water using temperature and relative humidity. Our study area is located in four different locations in Michigan State. We have one in the north northwest region and three in the southwest, one in central and one at the south. We are working in three apple orchards, one tar cherry, one sweet cherry, and one apricot. The SSCD system layout in the field looks something like this. We have one full sprayer, micro sprayer at the top of the canopy and two half sprayer by the side of the canopy. So by the side of the tree, so that the full sprayer looks like at the bottom in the right hand side, and the half sprayer which drops down by the side of the canopy looks this way. So I should say that with one full sprayer at the top and two half sprayer at the by side of the tree, it covers the area of 130 square feet. So we have the coverage of 130 square feet with two emitters, and each emitter has the discharge of 0.153 gallons per minute. The major instruments used in the research are, we are using temperature and relative humidity probe from Campbell Scientific to monitor temperature and relative humidity. We have CR1000 data logger to store and process the data. Then we, as I showed earlier, we have emitters to apply the water in tiny fraction. We have thermocouples to measure the body temperature so we can know how the temperature is, know the temperature difference, and we are using the solenoid valve and relay connected to the GR1000 so that to control the mist. I just want to talk about how we have programmed the data logger so that we could apply the water in a tiny fraction and according to the temperature. In 2013, our mist started when the temperature was more than 3 degrees Celsius and relative humidity less than 90%. And in 2014, it started when the temperature was more than 4.4 degrees Celsius and relative humidity less than 90%. I haven't shown the detail about the range, so because our off interval for the mist, it depends on the temperature and relative humidity, which is not shown in the table, and it's different for different field sites depending upon the wind condition. And we decided the interval in through our growth chamber experiment earlier in the season in January for 2014 and same in 2013. And also we made a field experiment in cloudy and calm day and sunny and windy day so we could figure out the exact time for the off interval of the mist. So we do so that we do not apply more water. And the mist on interval are also different at different locations, like 60 seconds and 105 seconds. As I already mentioned, our program doesn't include wind. So in windy areas, we apply the water for 105 seconds. And in calm area, we apply the water for 60 seconds. The water pressure was maintained between 30 to 40 psi. As I already mentioned, that our main purpose is to delay the reproductive development. So that can be done by decreasing the temperature of the bud. We measure the temperature of the bud using thermocouples, as I mentioned before. The one at the top shows the seasonal variation in the temperature between control treatment and ear temperature, from silver tip to full bloom, and the purple color shows the treatment temperature in the treatment, red one is in the control, and green the year temperature. And this one shows the 3 days variation. We could see that our temperature at control is every time higher than that in the treatment. And we noticed that with the application of mist, the temperature of the treatment is decreased every time. And in our entire season of experiment, we found we have the difference of about 11 degrees Celsius between control and treatment, temperature of control boards and treatment boards. So we feel that there is some good results. This picture, I'm just trying to show how the mist application delayed the bloom, delayed the phenology. Like this, the picture was taken in May 16 and the Red Delicious variety. Treatment 1 is the one which was sort of on May 16, and treatment 2 is the one which was sort of on May 13 in 2014. We could see that the control at the top right-hand side is in the bloom, and it's already late because the color is different. And here is like slightly open. The pink open is the treatment 2, which was sort of on May 13. And the other one is the treatment 1, which is sort of in May 16. Here we could see the delay in the phenological development with our application. This is the other experiment we did in Cherry. Even in Cherry, we have the delay of about 9 days in bloom. Like the picture was taken in May 8, and we could see the cherry is in full bloom, and the control is in full bloom, and the treatment is in green open cluster. I'm just trying to show how much delay we obtained in different variety of cherry in one of our southwest station. In 2013 and 2014, we worked for 3 different variety of apple: Gala, Red Delicious, and Honeycrisp. And as I mentioned that in 2013, we have two treatments, like control treatment 1 and treatment 2. Treatment 1 was sort of on May 15 and treatment 2 on May 7. In 2014, similarly, treatment 1 was sort of on May 16 and treatment 2 on May 13. In this, we can see that in 2013, we were able to get the bloom delay of about maximum of 8 days in Gala. And in 2014, we got the bloom delay of about 11 days, and the maximum of bloom delay was obtained in Honeycrisp variety. This graph which shows the water used and the degradage. The green one is the cumulative volume of water used, and the purple one shows the accumulated degradage. We can see that during the earlier period of development, there is a small rise in the degradation because of the minimum load, maximum temperature, and the corresponding water volume is small. But at the time when we see the line or the graph of the degradation rise fast, we have the rise in the cumulative water. We have the rise in water use. So we can say that with maximum temperature, we have high use of water compared to the minimum temperature. And in 2013, the maximum amount we used in 58 hours of application is about 14 acre inch. It's similar in 2014, we used about 15 acre inch of water in our 62 hours of application. And this line, the yellow and red, is I'm trying to show the silver tip to full bloom for treatment and control. And in 2013, the days between silver tip to full bloom in control is 23 days, and in treatment is 26 days. And similarly, in 2014, I didn't show the data here. In 2014, we have about 20 days between silver tip to full bloom in control and 26 days in silver tip to full bloom in treatment. Though we didn't have any 22L again during my experimental period, like we didn't get freezing temperature after the blooming, but we got about 9 hours of freezing temperature in one of our experimental orchard, and we studied the flower in the orchard, and we found that 34% of control flowers were killed by the freezing temperature, and 16% by the treatment. 16% in treatment, sorry. So it shows that we were able to recover the flowers. I would like to conclude my talk saying that the SSCD system, or the solid state canopy delivery system, was able to delay the bloom by 5 to 11 days in apple and cherry. And we were able to recover the treatment flowers by the mist application. I didn't show the data, but we did the quality check and disease check. We didn't find any disease or fruit setup problem with the fruits we have. And the water we use in 2013 is 11 to 14 acre centimeter. This is difference between, because 11 hectare centimeter is for our treatment 2 and 14 hectare centimeter for treatment 1. And in 2014, it's 13.9 to 15 hectare centimeter. And we feel it because this is less than what reported in earlier studies. So we feel we use the less water. I would like to acknowledge Dr. Flores' research group, Dr. Baudry's research group, Dr. Lang's research group for allowing me using their lab for quality test. Williamson and our technician Douglas, Steve, and the funding agencies, USDA, SEER, USDA, SCRI, and the growers for lending their orchard for the experimental purpose. Thank you.